This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. How to sell your stuff. How to get rid of stuff. Paul Kenny and his son Bogart from Storage Wars Canada are about to unlock the secrets to stuff on Zoomer Radio. What sort of value do they put on your stuff? That depends on how well you sell it, as we begin taking your calls on Consignment Heroes, the one-hour phone-in show all about stuff.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Consignment Heroes. It's all about stuff, you know, whatever you have, basically. Our phone lines right now are open at 416-360-0740. That's 416-360-0740. And the toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. This is basically a show about anything.
Bogart.
What?
You know our listeners are a little older than you are. Can you say those numbers a little slower? Just a little slower. People are getting their pens right now. They're getting their paper. Now they want to put down those numbers. Go ahead.
Okay, if you missed it, because apparently my dad just did. The number is 416-360-0740, and the toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. Basically, just think of the radio station. It's 740, right? That's where it comes from. Anyways, this is this show about basically if you have anything like postcards, costume, jewelry, art, pottery, china, dishes, sterling coins, gold, silver, just anything basically you find in your basement, or you're walking down your hallway and you're like, oh, that might possibly have some value. I wonder what Paul can say about it. I can say something about it. Might not be as educational about it, but yeah.
So you want to thank everyone. This is Thanksgiving weekend. Who are you thanking this weekend?
Me? I'm thanking everybody for listening right now.
Thank you. That's a good idea. Huh? Now, you know what happened? We had Thanksgiving yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
Because, okay, do you know what happened this week? My son-in-law's got a big-time job in the States, okay? And so he had to go down to New York for the weekend, for this week coming up. So what's happening? Then he says, well, can I bring my wife? His wife. And they say, yes. Then he says, can I bring my daughter? And they say, yes. And then they say, can I bring my nanny, which is my wife?
Okay, I feel like this story has a point.
It does have a point. What happens is she got a free trip to New York. It only cost me $1,000 because she says she's going down to New York and she has to spend some money.
Okay, so that's $1,000 that you could have been giving me, basically. Now, I didn't want to hear that.
Now you're understanding, but this is the idea. Her free trip that she told me is costing me $1,000.
Were they going down to buy some antiques or something like that?
No. She's going down to be a nanny. She's going down as a companion to my granddaughter, your niece. But I just wanted to mention that because this is Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking that I had the money to give to her and that she's gone down there and I have to make my own lunches all
week
long. Okay,
but you know that it's not Thanksgiving in the States.
No, it's Columbus Day.
Well, whatever. They're not celebrating the same thing that we're celebrating.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know what we're doing next week, eh?
No.
We're going
please.
To London.
Why
we're going
to London?
To see William Shatner from Star Trek, who's at the London Comic Con, and who we have an interview today. You can ask some questions. We're talking to the organizer, Andrew Kitt, from London.
Oh, he's the organizer for what?
The London Comic Con.
It's
going to be on. He's going to tell us all the details when we get on there, because if I say the details, I don't want to take away his thunder. Is Andrew there? Andrew.
Hello. Yes, how are you doing?
Good. Now, how are you doing down there in London?
No, doing very well.
So we're looking forward to now. You've got the show. When exactly are the dates of your show next week?
Yeah, London Comic Con is coming up this weekend, October 13th to 15th. So we open the doors at 4 p.m. on Friday and go all weekend.
Okay, and you've got special guests there as well. William Shatner from Star Trek. I was talking about it last week. I said, I want to see this guy. I have questions I want to ask him, you know. And I've even brought Bogart. Bogart even knows who William Shatner is, so I brought him up right. Now, who else is going to be there besides him?
Yeah, we got a slew of celebrity guests. For those people that are anticipating the new season of The Walking Dead starting in a couple weeks, we have Seth Gilliam, who's better you know him as the preacher, Gabriel from Walking Dead.
Okay.
For the wrestling fans out there, we have hardcore legend Mick Foley, Mankind, Dude Love, various personas will be joining us for the weekend. And even talking about wrestling, we even have Smash Wrestling going on live all weekend. And, yeah, celebrity guest, Amy Jo Johnson, the original Pink Power Ranger, is going to be there. Emma Caulfield from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Kenny Johnson, who you all know from Sons of Anarchy, S.H.I.E.L.D., Bates Motel. And this goes on and on.
So this is not a small event.
10. It is not. No, it's not. It's
a
pretty huge
event.
Like, how many people do you expect to have there?
This year, we expect to tip the scales again this year. We grow every year. Last year, we saw 10,000 people through the door.
Okay.
And this year, already with advanced ticket sales, we're going to surpass that number, most certainly.
So I'm listening right now. So it's called a Comic-Con, but it's not just for comic geeks. I can say geeks.
No, right? It's the Comic-Con. Everyone understands that name, but it's a pop culture celebration. So sci-fi, horror, wrestling, everything in between.
Oh, if you've got Walking Dead, now that's got to be...
So if you're watching something on TV as well, you know, this is something you want to look at.
So now, when you say the guests are there, the people can come up and they can talk to them, they get an autograph, can they get pictures with them and stuff like that?
That's right. There's all those, all that's available. A special thing we do, too, is we have the live stage Q&As. So every one of our celebrity guests have a Q&A where fans can ask them questions and you can get really intimate, hear their backstories, hear about what they're working on now and future plans. So a really great opportunity for fans to, like, you know, just get to know the person that they love from TV and the movies.
Well, it's like watching an interview on TV, but you get to be actually there and you get to actually ask the question. Wow. Now that's kind of neat. I know I was up here at the Fan Fest up here, but it was big as well, and you got to do that. And I only got a little taste of it. But down there, you got like 70,000 square feet.
That's right. A little bit more than that even, but yeah.
Now my other co-host who was normally here would always ask me when we did that, where. Okay, now where is this exactly?
That's right. It takes place at the Western Fair District.
Okay.
So if anyone knows where the casino is in London, that's the same building. We're right beside it there. So easy to find. 4,000 free parking spots. So that's a great deal.
Okay.
Right there.
Don't they have an Oktoberfest or something out there as well?
That's in Kitchener. And
they
that's
did.
Drinking.
I don't know if it's happening this year. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
No.
I'm just saying it's, you know, get two burns with one stone, really.
Okay.
Or two drinks with one stone.
Yeah. So, and now I know why, because people just want to have fun, right? Now, they'll be able to buy comics. I know I'm bringing some Superman. I had a Spider-Man number one. I already sold it, unfortunately. But there's going to be things like Spider-Man number ones there and heavy and good books and science fiction.
Oh, you bet. Comic books are a huge part of it. Like, if we lined up all the comic books, we'd have miles and miles of comic books at the show. Everything from, like, you know, your dollar comic bins. So, you know, if you want to beef up your collection, and you can do so. And then, the super rare ones will be there that the big collectors are into. And also the artists that create so many of these great comics, such as Neil Adams, who's like
the Neil Adams
artist. Neil Adams, yeah.
Okay, here's the Green Lantern and all that. Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
Batman, he's, you know, the guy that's known for making the persona of the Dark Knight. You know, he's more or less single-handedly saved Batman from that campy 1960s persona he had. And we got Wills Portacio, who's the founder of Image Comics. We have Arvel Jones, who was like a DC Marvel legend, created Misty Knight, who you're now seeing on the Luke Cage and Defenders TV shows.
Okay.
He'll be there. Canadian legend Richard Comley, creator of Captain Canuck. So,
okay. Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Great.
And, you know, Bogart was in a wrestling one of our shows on Storage Wars. We had Bogart wrestling. Maybe we can talk one of the wrestlers, Nick Foley, to wrestle Bogart.
Oh, no, thanks. No, I had my wrestling. I had my fair share.
We
got the ring there. We can do it.
You guys can have a ring there as well?
Yeah, that's
we do, because we have Smash Wrestling. Yeah, the guys based out of Toronto, the best in Canadian wrestling talent, will be doing shows included with your admission to Comic-Con every day of the con. So
this looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I know I'm going to be there for sure on the Friday and Saturday. The Sunday, I got to be here because I can't be in two places at one time. But I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday, and I'm looking forward to meeting Bill Shatner and Neil Adams and all the other guests that are there, and we're going to have some fun.
You betcha. It's a blast. You can't not have fun if you come to this show.
Thank you very much. And like I say, we'll be talking about during the week. And you have, I know you got a lot of work to do to get all these people ready for this. And we'll see you on Friday.
You bet. We'll see you then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Just to reiterate, our numbers are 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And we're going to go to a quick break.
Your collection of old coins is worth exactly what someone is willing to pay for it. The highest paid prices for old silver coins and gold jewelry are at Toronto Gold, Silver and Coins. So the only number you should have in your head is this one, 905-737-GOLD. Toronto Gold, Silver and Coins buys and sells. So what does a bar of bullion go for these days? Wrong question. What's it going for right now? For up-to-the-minute prices, call 905-737-GOLD.
Hi, Paul Kenny here, Consignment Hero. Boxes are truly amazing things. They come in all shapes and sizes, and they do a remarkable job of storing your stuff. And the folks at Mississauga Cartons know how important it is to find the right box. For over 35 years, they've provided thousands of satisfied customers with a wide range of packaging, boxes, and shipping materials. I use them, so should you. Mississauga Cartons. Check them out at MississaugaCartons.com and be a hero like me.
Watching Sam at work, you're reminded of Mom's home cooking. Make it from scratch, never from a box. Mom would always say that. Having cabinets built by New Generation is a lot like that. Because when you love what you do as much as Sam does, and you're as good at it as Sam is, would you serve your family prefab? New Generation Kitchens and Bathrooms of Guelph. Made with love. From scratch. Call 519-836-8300 and meet Sam at his family-run factory.
Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. And we are here live with me and my father. And if you want to call for an assessment or anything about any stuff that you have, you know, if you have any art, you have any coins, you have any silver, you have any jewelry, you have anything that you're just kind of looking like, you know what, it's been a long time, I should get an appraisal about that. You know, pottery, your china, my dad's an expert, at least, you know, he sounds like he's one. And if you want to get an assessment free live right now on air, our number is 416-360-0740. That's 416-360-0740. And the toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. Now, you said you were having a pretty good week.
Oh, we did. Now, this week, we're trying to sell one of our clients who's consigned a couple of Ducatis to us.
Ducatis, like
Ducati,
the bikes?
Then the motorbikes. We might be selling one for about $25,000. And just, I tell people what stuff's worth. We also sold a set of china this week for $4,500. $4,500 U.S. $5,500 U.S. for a set of china. We also sold a watch this week for $5,000. It was a watch. It was a gold coin with a watch inside the gold coin.
So just the gold coin be worth value, though.
Yeah, but no. But this is where the difference is. When we tell stuff, we tell people, this is what it's worth, but we also can help you sell it. And this is why people should be calling, or even calling us during the week, and they call us at our store, which is 905-737-4653. Knows how slow I said that. We're at 10,341 Yonge Street. And people can come up there. They know, even if you might know what your stuff is worth, but we can actually help you get your money for that stuff. Like I said, this watch, the gentleman said, I don't know what it's worth at all. We came up with a price. We did our research. We come up with the right price. We sold it within 1 week. Okay. And he's happy, we're happy, the customer's getting it's happy, and someone around the world knows how to tell time now, but it was a $5,000 watch.
What kind of watch was it?
It was a Piaget.
Oh.
It was a gold watch, yeah. No, we also sell less expensive stuff. We sell pinbacks, we sell baseball cards, we sell china, we sell Royal Daltons, we sell, the biggest thing we sell is gold and silver, and we've got one of the best prices in the city. Like, you know, there's a big box store. You know how we're right next to another store.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big store. It looks like a bank. They built a wall between us. Okay. But they're selling, silver maples. Everyone knows about silver maples. People buy those. We're selling them at, we sell them at $24.18. They sell them at $24.90. Okay, exact same maple, exactly the same from the Royal Canadian Mint. It's 1 ounce of silver. This is the price this week, according to the price of silver. So, and if you're buying 1,000 of them, you can save $800. And the people do buy this. And so what gets me is when someone's gone over there and they says, well, what price do you have? And we tell them it's about a dollar less per ounce. And they say, I should have bought it here. Well, it's a little late, you know.
So it's like a guaranteed lower price on our end.
Yes. We're always lower on the exact same items. Like he's selling, what are these things? The Chinese pandas, which everyone, they're apparently
rare. So
it's
a coin, though. Like, you're not talking about the actual pandas.
No, we're talking about silver pandas.
Okay, I just want to clarify that for everybody.
They're only 30 grams, but we sell them for $30. And our competition sells them for $37. Exactly the same panda, exactly the same silver. When you get home, you won't care where you bought it as long as you paid less money for it. Okay? But this is what I want to explain to people. That's what we do. We help people. We tell them what it's worth. We've been doing this for 40 years. I'm one of the top people in the country for silver and for gold, for china, for glass. I've been doing it a long time. You can't judge. Like I try and tell people, I'm much smarter in real life than I am on the show Storage Wars. We both of us actually know a little bit more. We just sometimes we could be accused of hamming it up for the TV. That would be part of it.
So anyone could basically just come in and be like, hey, can you tell me a price on X and X?
Yes. We'll give them the price. If it's a lot of work, the first half hour, the first consulting half hour is always, always free.
And then what if they can't bring it in?
What do you mean?
Well, if it's
oh,
like a
we can go to
something.
Their place. We will go. We do house calls. We will go to someone's house and give them an assessment if we see it. Well, we try and tell to save them in the same way that if someone's bringing some to our store, we ask what it is first. So we don't want someone traveling 75 miles to show me $3 worth of stuff.
Okay.
We also ask the people when they're when they want to have a house call, we say, what kind of stuff do you have? And so we make sure it's worth our while because we don't want to say we go all the way over there and like it's 9 cents, you know, it's $9 worth of stuff. But like on the other hand, someone brought in a bunch of costume jewelry this week. Now, most costume jewelry is not worth a ton of money, like the plastic stuff. But there was 2 pieces of gold in there and there was 3 pieces of signed Sherman.
And they had no idea.
They had no idea. You know, a lot of people, they just wore it. It was their mother's or they got it when they were – you know, 19 years old, and they're now 65. I can't remember something that happened 45 years ago or what it was worth. And I understand that, but that's what this is our job.
Well, if you're possibly one of these people and you want to get one of the assessments, you know, if you don't want to come in, if you want to make a phone call and just see what something is worth, our number here live right now is 416-360-0740. That's 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And we're going to go to our caller, Siggy, in Simcoe area. Siggy, you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I was reading in the Harrowsmith magazine, an old edition,
okay,
that the willow pattern china can be worth some money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that would really make me ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
The manufacturer, I guess, whatever, it's from Grindley, England.
Okay.
Does that mean anything
to
you?
Grindley's the manufacturer.
Right.
It just says England. It's probably made before 1921. The willow pattern was made from about that, and it was made from about 1800 on. And
okay,
it was made by a number of manufacturers, and they would change something on it and just so they didn't have to pay rights.
Right.
And it was made to look oriental. And there was a lot of oriental china was coming over here, and people in England were buying for lots of money. So they were the potters in England says, well, we're not going to let them have it all, so we have to make something similar. And that's how it started.
Okay.
One of the most famous blue is, like all the major manufacturers made a blue willow, I think. But one of the big ones in Canada is Booth's Real Old Willow. And it was mainly not sold to you, I think, in Ashley's. It was mainly sold in like your local hardware store or something like
yeah,
that.
That's
or you
where my sister actually bought it back in the 70s, a set of it.
Yeah. No, that would be how we get it.
Okay.
But if it's Grindley and it only says England on the back, it doesn't say made in England, if it was made in the 70s, it might have been an older set, you know. But a set like that, like a Booth's Real Old Willow, an 8-piece setting used to sell for about $1,000.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. No,
boy,
no.
Is she going to be kicking her butt?
Well, no, but yours is Grindley. So the Grindley one, probably worth about $200, $250. If it's an ace please setting, the best pieces to have are always the covered vegetable. If you have
That's
a soup,
what I've got in my hand right now.
Covered vegetable is always the prize, or the soup tureen, or the coffee pot or teapot.
Yes, I've got like a gravy pitcher and a teapot.
Okay. And the ladles, because the ladles are always cherished because they are they always broke.
Yeah, that I haven't got.
Yeah, now.
But there's odd-shaped plates, really odd-shaped.
It might have some value just because it'll go nicely on the wall. No one, everyone's afraid of
using
it.
You don't put china on the wall?
Yep, no. They put it in the china cabinet and they show it off.
I think it looks sort of boring on a wall.
Okay. No, but I tell people sometimes if it's not worth that much, if it's worth $300-$400, use it. Because if you went to one of the big box stores, you're going to spend $500 on a set of china and you're going to use it and it's Corel or whatever it is. You know, why not use something that's a little bit nicer and has some character? And like I say, if you buy one of these from one of the big box stores, as soon as you walk out, that $500 is worth $30.
Yeah.
And if you buy a set for $250 in an antique shop and you use it for 5 years and you don't, you know, scratch it up all the heck,
right,
it's going to still be worth $200 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Which is not the worst idea. And I'm surprised that more people don't do this. But the kids, they want plain white.
They want everything
to look modern.
Contemporary.
Yeah.
I love IKEA.
Yeah, I'm not a contemporary person. I like stuff that's different.
Okay.
So now, how do I go about getting this appraised?
You can send me pictures.
Okay.
It depends on whereabouts they are in the city. You can send me a picture of it, and I'll give you a good idea of what it is. Okay. And now what you're looking for is your chips and cracks are bad.
There aren't any.
Okay. And crazing. Crazing is, on this will be an earthenware set. And crazing is when the covering, which is like the varnish, let's call it china varnish.
Right.
It's like a little plastic over it, gets a little cracks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, sometimes the water or some staining will get into that and makes it look bad.
Yeah, no, these are, it's nice and shiny and
perfect.
None of that old age crack like we get on our faces after we're 60.
No, those are just wisdom cracks.
Okay, so it could be worth a little bit of something.
Yes, send me off some pictures.
Okay.
And you can send those off to sales, the word sales with an S on the end.
Okay.
At Toronto Gold Silver, all one word.
Or I could bring them in.
Or you can bring them in, yeah.
Yeah, and would make a trip worthwhile, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And like I say, there might be other things. Like I say, I can't overemphasize the market on old cups and saucers, the Paragon and the Ainsley, the ones that... Mainly, the less white, the better. The more flowers and gold, the more they're worth.
Just pack up your whole kitchen and bring it over.
No.
Oh, I've got too much to pack up. I think I should get busy with my digital.
Yeah.
And bring all the pictures into you so I can discuss it with you.
I can see what I can do. And like I say, we do old records. We do anything old pop culture. The old old board games are making a comeback right now. And mm-hmm. even the old Nintendo games. A lot of people, there's a big audience for older stuff and stuff that had value back then still has value now.
Heck, I've got an old silver-colored dustpan with a silver whisk that I don't know how old that is. But
a crummer.
I've never really looked for a label or anything, but...
No, they're called crummers. I call them crummers.
Yeah,
a crummer?
It's unique looking. I have a lot of unique looking things.
Well,
now, do you buy these things too, or do you just appraise them?
No, we buy them in some cases. Sometimes we will you can do them by consignment.
Right.
Or we will tell you where you can get money for them.
Okay.
In another case, what we do is and some things we buy, we don't care what it is, like silver plate.
Right.
During the 1960s, and we don't care if it's got monograms or anything, or even if it's in bad repair, because we crush it. And we buy silver plate at so much a pound. We're the biggest buyer of silver plate in the country.
See, I've never heard you say that on the radio, so I wasn't sure if...
Yeah,
no. Know, what exactly you did. Well, that would make life a lot easier for me if I come in there with six great big huge boxes full of stuff and say, here you go.
If you've got 100 pounds of silver plate, I'll be giving you $250. How's that?
Well, most of the stuff I've got is china and old collector's plates. I've even got sort of like a little glass platter from the CNE from 1928.
Now, that'd be nice if you know
but
it's from 28.
Unfortunately, it's got a good-sized chip at the top.
It still might, you know something, the C&E people are pretty good.
Yeah, well, actually, I wanted to give it to them.
No.
And, I called there a couple times and said, are you interested in it?
Okay.
And they never called back.
Yeah, they do. They get a lot of things get donated to them, and I refuse. I say this on the air a lot. I do not want to donate to someone who has more money than I do. They're free to buy it off me anytime they want, but I'm not going to donate to someone who's got $1 million.
Hmm.
Just is not my style.
Well, no, yeah, I can see your point. I can see your point. I don't have $1 million.
Okay.
So, okay. Well, thank you very, very much for your time, and I'll probably see you within a month.
Thank you for the call, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. Bye.
And we're going to go to the next caller, who is Martia in Guelph.
Hello.
Hey, Martia. What do you got?
Hi, it's Marita.
Sorry, Marita.
Yes, I found a large, well, it's an oblong box filled with baseball cards and hockey cards. And they're like brand new, like in new condition. And I wondered if they're worth anything. They belong to my late son, and he died in 2001, and he used to collect these.
I'm sorry to hear about that, but they died. But it's depending on when he collected them and how old he was. If he say he was, if he collected them in the 1960s, they'd be good. They'd be very valuable. If he collected them in the 1990s, that wouldn't be as much because there's a lot of cards made.
Well, on the outside of the box, he had written Don Russ, D-O-N-R-U-S, and yep. Rookies,
okay.
1989, but then he scored it out.
Yeah.
And some of these cards, some are baseball. I would say the majority of them are probably hockey.
Okay.
And there's one here, Gary Carter, and then on the back of the card it has a number 176, and then it gives you all the
stats, yeah,
you know, information about that. And another card that I just kind of pulled at random was Upper Deck 1991-92 NHL.
Yeah, no, these cards, as a general rule from this time period, are not worth. We sell them in auction, and 1,000 cards will sell for $10-$15. We sell them off.
It's just that I found them, and I thought, geez, you know, I don't know anything about this sort of stuff, and I thought, I don't want to toss them out.
Oh, don't know, but here's what I'm going to help. I'm going to say this to you and to other listeners out there. To find out what year it is, even before you call me, on the back there'll be the guy's record. The last year is generally what we call the year of issue. So if his last year on these is an 89-90, what he did in 89-90, that's a 1991 card. If the last year on it was 1964-65, it'd be a 1965 card, okay? So,
yeah.
And that's how you tell what years they are. Now, the cards, if they're in good shape, that makes a lot of the difference right there. But unfortunately, during about 1988 to about 1993, they overproduced cards. And so there is some value to them, but not the same value as the older cards, because like a 1952 Mickey Mantle's worth about $50,000 up to $1 million.
Whoa.
$1 million for one baseball card. And that's why they started making so many in the 1990s. Okay?
And now, that says on the front, and then on the back, it has a little.
Yeah, you got to bring them in to me. Bring them in, but someone can send me a picture. I'll tell you what cards you have, and I can tell you right there. Okay, thank you. We're just going to go on to the next call. Thank you very much for calling.
We're going to go to Brian in Toronto. Brian, you there?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I've got a Jameson oil painting, side view of a mountain with a crooked creek in it, and a cottage and tree background. Semi-blue, looks like a silverish blue, but...
Oh, Jameson?
Does that.
Sorry, who was the artist?
Jameson.
Okay, what was his first name?
It just says Jameson on it. I've seen it before in a smaller version.
Oh, you've seen the exact same picture in a smaller version? Are you sure it's an actual oil?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to you guys before about other things. I'm a stamp collector.
Oh, okay, okay. With art, and this is why, because we've had a couple times, and I hate to mislead people ever. I always tell them, with art, I like to see it brought into the shop or have a picture of it when I see it. Because, and two or three times, it's turned out to be...
A print? Yeah, I know the difference between a print and the oil painting, because the oil, you will feel the raised and what have you of the ink.
Yeah, and some of them are even, they're actually, they've actually gone to trouble to make some look like oil paintings.
Oh, okay, so they've gone over to printing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it depends on the size of the Jameson. I'm trying to pull it up. I don't have my art book here now.
I've seen roughly the 30 by something, I believe it was, and this one, I've got a measuring tape beside it, and I've got it from the wood to the wood. Not
okay.
From the image to the image. So now, be it from the wood to wood, it works out to 42 inches top to bottom, and then going along the bottom through the side, it's about 54 or something like that.
Okay. Now, who is the gallery on the back?
I don't know. Be it it's too big to be picking up. And
ah, okay. See,
now.
A lot of times we judge it by the picture. When I'm valuing a painting, I do it by the picture. The gallery came out of, the shape that's in, that it hasn't had any retouches done to it, any alterations or cleaning like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And all these things make a difference. And then the subject matter. And do you know, I'm at a loss. The Jameson, I'd have to know which, I'm trying to think which one. There's 17 different Jamesons.
So, it just says Jameson on period. It's in the bottom right corner.
Yeah. If I see the subject matter, uh-huh, I can match it in my books. Because there's two things I have, is that one that the artist will do, he'll say, here's what the subject matter is, here's when the time they painted, here's what they did, oils or watercolors, and then I can come up with a value that way.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to be able to help you more on, but art is the toughest thing to evaluate over the radio. How's that?
Oh, that's similar to stamps, because you got the paper issue and then you got paper types.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
All kinds of issues that could go on with the stamps too.
Yeah. No, we got a stamp collection this week. It was one whole suitcase of stamps.
Is it Canadian or who?
American.
Okay.
1 cent, 2 cent, 3 cent, but it's more like an accumulation rather than a collection. It's thousands of the single stamp over and over again.
Well, be it, if you got them in mint, sometimes they can pay off in the mint too.
Well, this will be, it's something I'm doing for, it's a probate case with a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not going to be for sale for about another month. Or maybe 2 months, depending how fast we get it all settled up for them.
And then with your American stuff, be it, they have a paper type again, a blue paper, I believe it's called, that be it is worth money. Now,
yeah,
depending on the time period.
Yeah, no. I have a stamp expert who comes in and helps me.
Yep.
And my eyes start glazing over when he starts talking about it.
You after a while. For example, I bought a stamp off a stamp dealer here in Toronto, $1.25. Got to sell it back to the same stamp dealer for $500.
Hey, that's a good day. You know something? I talk about that people have lotteries, and you happen to buy your lottery. That's like buying a lottery ticket.
Well, as your partner there said, be it, it's just a matter of that eyesight and looking for those odd things.
Yeah. No, just the little bit odd things. But people have lottery tickets in their basement. They have old comics. They have cards. They have art. And people don't know. I'm telling you, we did one in a locker. I found a $65,000 painting about a month ago in a locker. On the top pile, not treated with any kind of protection or reverence or anything. No one knew it was there. $65,000.
Well, it's ironic you do that, because I've got a painting here that's got a signature of Grant on it. Now, be it the one that I'm thinking of is Ulysses Grant, and what that one is another one of a side view of a stream with woods around it. It looks like it's a foggy type scene.
I got to see it.
All right.
He just painted you a picture of it.
He didn't. Art's the toughest thing to do over the air. A lot of the things, like if you tell me costume jewelry, you mention the Sherman or something like that, I can go right ahead and I can do something.
Well, ironic you do that one about the jewelry, because I have a shitload of silver.
No, you have a lot of jewelry. Yes.
Be it the silver, you said you take silver plate too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe I'll get up to see you guys.
We're at 10,000, 341 Young, but we're not open tomorrow.
Yep.
We get the day off whether we need it or not. But I'll probably be there working.
Okay.
But the rest of the week, I'm there Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. And, of course, on Friday, I'm at London at the London Comic Con, so I'm not going to be in my shop.
All righty.
Okay?
Yep.
Thank Look forward to seeing you. All and right. I think we'll have to go to a break somewhere along here.
Well, the phone lines out here first is if you want to get an appraisal of anything, you know, if you're talking about these stamps, which I still can't believe that, because if you're talking about a suitcase of stamps, you're talking about like one by one things, and that's a full suitcase of stamps. Like
you couldn't lift it.
No,
it weighed that much. Seriously.
Well, talking about stamps, if you get any postcards, costume, jewelry, art, well, you know, I'd rather see it in person. But if you just want to talk about art, pottery, china, dishes, sterling, coins, gold, silver, just any type of weird stuff. If you get any autographs, if you get any sports memorabilia, we're going to get a live appraisal right now. If you want to contact us, it's 416-360-0740. That is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And we're going to go to a quick break.
Estates have a sentimental value and a real value. Which one do you think sells? An estate appraisal by Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins is valued for the honesty and experience of Paul and Bogart, who always arrive with three options. They'll buy it from you, sell it for you, or tell you what the estate is worth. And their live online auction, held every month, is a great way to sell on consignment. Need an estate appraised? There's really only one choice. Call 905-737-GOLD.
Southworks Antiques, one of Canada's best antique malls, just got better by moving to a better location. Across the Grand River in Cambridge at 73 Water Street proudly stands the new Southworks Antiques. 25,000 square feet of antiques and nostalgia with an intriguing history. For sale by over 100 vendors. Visit southworksantiques.com for directions. Then park free and check it out. It's a new beginning for a lot of old stuff at Southworks Antiques in Cambridge. Open every day of the year.
Hi, Paul Kenny here, Consignment Hero. Boxes are truly amazing things. They come in all shapes and sizes, and they do a remarkable job of storing your stuff. And the folks at Mississauga Cartons know how important it is to find the right box. For over 35 years, they've provided thousands of satisfied customers with a wide range of packaging, boxes, and shipping materials. I use them, so should you. Mississauga Cartons. Check them out at MississaugaCartons.com. And be a hero like me.
Watching Sam at work, you're reminded of Mom's home cooking. Make it from scratch, never from a box. Mom would always say that. Having cabinets built by New Generation is a lot like that. Because when you love what you do as much as Sam does, and you're as good at it as Sam is, would you serve your family prefab? New Generation Kitchens and Bathrooms of Guelph. Made with love. From scratch. Call 519-836-8300 and meet Sam at his family-run factory.
Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We are live in the studio right now, and if you want to get a free appraisal on anything you have, if it's sitting in front of you in your basement, if it's in your attic, even if it's on your lawn, whatever you want to get checked out, our number is 416-360-0740. That's 416-360-0740. And our toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And we're going to go to Ken in Etobicoke.
Do you say on your lawn? Okay, go, Ken. Sorry.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Ken. Good. What do you got?
I have a stamp collection. Oh, this is my dad's collection. He started collecting in about the 1930s.
That'll be good. Anything before World War II has got a shot at being worth some money.
American?
It's American, Canadian, world. But what you have to do, we have a guy, an expert who comes into our store about once every 2 weeks when I get a couple of collections for him. And he will evaluate your stamp collection quickly on the spot and tell you if you should go any further. If he says it's only worth a couple of hundred, then he says don't put the work in it. But he says, like one the other, about 2 months ago, he had a collection that was worth like $5,000. He said no. And he actually, there was a charge to do it, but he said you actually, this gentleman actually had the stamps that were worthwhile. So this is what you have to do on this. But stamps is a very, very particular, and you have to be very knowledgeable at it. And he can do in 10 minutes what would take me hours. So you're welcome. Our store is at 10,341 Yonge Street. This guy has found $2,000 stamps for people. And I know him to be honest, and I vouch for him. I'm very happy with the work he's done.
Like one stamp for $2,000?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But come on in, see us. And like I say, If you'll have to leave them there, or some, if you want to be there when he's there, we can make an appointment. He says he's coming in on Wednesday between 2 and 4. You have to be there at that time, and then you're welcome to talk to him. Okay, then? Thank you for the call.
I have my grandmother is, I believe it's a silver plate set.
Okay.
It's the, like the knife, fork, spoons.
Oh, yeah. No, we buy those all the time. Bring them on in. That's no problem. We're the biggest, we're the largest buyers of silver plate in the country, without a doubt. Okay?
And you get a top dollar from us.
And I don't care what it looks like. Okay? I don't care if it's got monograms. I don't care if it's all corroded up, because we're crushing it. But because we're crushing it, I will buy it. And there's no quantity too large in silver plate for me. How's that? Okay?
Thanks for the call, Ken. We're going to go to Pete in Hamilton. Pete, you there?
Hello.
Hey, Pete, what do you got?
I have a whole bunch of costume jewelry. Now, I got all this, and I don't know whether it's valuable or there could be some good pieces in there. I'm not sure.
Pete, costume jewelry, not all of it's worth money, okay? And I say this to people, and sometimes someone will bring in and say, hey, you've got $10 worth of stuff. But sometimes what happens with the costume jewelry is we are looking for signatures on it, which it'll be signed by Weiss, it'll be signed by Schiaparelli, it'll be signed by Sherman. Or it just has a great look. Or it's gold or silver. And even a lot of people think the Mexican stuff, my wife collects Mexican, and with the blue turquoise in it, a lot of that's worth money. And so sometimes you can bring in a bag, and one bag will be worth $5, and they bring open another bag, and it's worth $375. This is where the difference is on costume jewelry. It has to be gone through piece by piece.
Well, there's a lot of it. There's boxes of it.
Perfect.
Boxes of it.
Okay, that's what I like to hear, because there's two things that will happen. You'll be walking out of the store with a lot of money, or at least even if you don't sell it to me, you take it to someone else to get a second opinion, you will have something to go on. And this is why I tell people to get the second opinions. Come on in, see us. Let us be one of those opinions, and then you can decide what to do. I always suggest to take the higher money, okay?
Well, I've got to get rid of it, so I might as well just bring it to you, and you seem like an honest guy. I just bring it to you and just sell it to you, I guess.
Yeah, but we go through it. I have a gemologist. He's worked in a jewelry store for 10 years, Mike, who works for me, no problem. He can go through it. Even if I'm not there, he can leave it there, come back the next day and pick up the money. How's that?
Oh, that sounds great.
Thank you very much for the call. Pete, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to go to Marty in Ajax. Marty, you there?
Yeah, hi. I have a General Motors refrigerator. I'm guessing it's from maybe late 40s or, to the 50s. It stands about 5 feet tall. Still works.
White?
White, yeah. Has a General Motors... cartouche, little metal emblem on the front door.
That's tough.
Has worked as a beer fridge for the past 20 years.
The problem is you probably spent $3,000 on electricity keeping your beer warm. I mean, cold.
Okay.
This is the problem with these. And they look great, but I'm halfway between telling people, yes, keep on using it, but what you're doing is using up a lot of electricity. And
yeah, I can see that. I can see that because basically the only problem with it is the seals on the door are so old that they're kind of cracked and decrepit.
And
maybe I should unplug it, yeah.
Scrap will get you, you can refinish. People refinish the old gas pumps. And there's going to come a time, not now, maybe 10, 15 years from now, there will be none of these around, okay?
Right.
And then someone who needs it for a movie set or something like that is going to pay good money for it.
Okay, so roughly what do you think this can go
for? It's probably worth $50 to $75.
Oh, okay.
Someone doesn't have to refinish it, but that's because you can't really use it now, because of the electricity. We have the same thing.
Thanks. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for Premier.
But you know something? If I did sell it, I'd take the old GM logo off. I think it's got a nameplate on and stuff like that. Keep that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for the call. We're gonna go to Bill in Newmarket. Hi, Bill. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi. How are you doing?
Good. What do you got?
I was in your store several weeks ago, and I see the gentleman come in with a Les Paul guitar. It looked like it was autographed. I just wondered if who autographed it and what's it worth? If you're selling it or what's the story?
I think we are, and I dashed out right away. I think it's signed by the people from Guns N' Roses. He also brought in a he had three guitars and one banjo. I think he left two of the guitars and one of the banjos with us, and we are selling it for him. I think the banjo's going up for $2,000 US, and we've had a number of calls on it.
Banjo?
Hey,
ring ding 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 banjo thing?
I'm selling a Ducati. I will sell anything as long as I make him a little bit of money. I'm not trying to retire anyone's sale, but I will sell anything. And especially something like the $2,000 banjo, I thought was really cool.
Yeah, no,
sounded
it sounds
great.
Cool.
No. I don't know on this one here because my other staff took care of it right away, and I didn't have a chance to look at it, but I think it was signed by the guys from Guns N' Roses.
So you have no idea what the band wants for it?
If I was in my shop right now, I could tell you in 10 seconds. Because it's listed. If you call me on Tuesday at 905-737-4653, I'll give you that information. I apologize that I don't know everything. Not today.
I can't remember it all.
I can't. You know, I can't. I think maybe 2,500. It was reasonable. We talked him down. He said, no, he had a higher price. And we said, this is what it sells for. We have two prices when we tell people. There's a never-never price where you hope to get that, but you know you ain't getting it. And sometimes they say, no, I want to sell it next month. I said, now this, then we have to put what we call a to-go price on it. It will sell at this price if we price it at this. If you want to wait for $11,000, you ain't getting it. But if you want to sell it at $7,200, we can sell this, okay?
Absolutely.
So give me a call during the week, and I will help you for sure, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your information.
No, okay.
We're going to go to Art in Niagara Falls. Art, you there?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
What do you got?
I have a 1916 35mm silent hand crank projector.
Wow.
By Simplex.
Oh, okay. Simplex has a special place in my heart, actually.
Why?
Well, I'm going to answer this gentleman's question first, but Simplex projector, I don't know, and I'm thinking, Simplex also made tickets. Simplex now they make rubber gloves, but back then they made projectors, but in between.
How do you make that leap?
Okay.
From a projector to rubber gloves.
They made the projectors. Then, if you went to the World Series in 1960, your tickets were printed by Simplex. I know this, okay? Because I have the tickets, World Series tickets, printed by Simplex. They printed most of the tickets for the Major League Baseball, and they printed them for the NFL, and they printed them for the NHL, except for up here in Toronto where we had Davis Printing. But I'm still looking for this projector for you, okay?
Okay, so we're talking about a hand crank. What was this for? Just like to view something?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a 35mm projector that was used to show silent movies.
Wow.
Silent movies. I don't even know what that means.
Silent means that it, because you don't know how to be silent, that's why. On silent movies before they had talkies. There was actually a big thing when talkies came
along. Like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Talkies came out in 1927, I believe.
Yeah. No, this gentleman knows his stuff. I'm trying to find the silent ones.
So it's basically very rare is what you're saying.
Yeah. No, this means...
Is it working?
Is it working, sir?
Yes, it does work, but it's just, used as a piece in the corner.
Okay, yeah. I'm saying that you could probably, as a prop, it's probably worth $1,000 or $1,500, and I'm even thinking more. Do you have a model number on that? I'd have to do a bit of work on this because not a lot of these come up for sale at all, and a certain model number, if it's working and if it has that great look to it, it's a prop for sure. And I know you want it's in the corner of your man cave right now, and it's going to take a lot of money to get it out of that corner, but we might be able to come up with a number for you. But you got to
call me.
Not serial number, but the model number. Give me the model number and if the light goes
intact on the projector.
Perfect. This
cool.
Sounds like this is a reason to go to Niagara Falls and to go to the casino.
Any excuse for you to go to the casino. All right. Thanks for the call, Art. We're going to go to Carmen in Toronto. Carmen, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Love to hear what you got.
Okay. I have a Royal Canadian Mint proof set. It's uncirculated from 1974 to 1988, and I have, I think there's 15 boxes, and I was wondering what is the price on them.
Oh, they're called, now what you've got is probably the double dollars. They're come in little leatherette cases?
Yes.
Okay, and they come in little slides in little sleeves. Now, they're called double dollar sets.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, in these double dollar sets, before 1991, there is a 0.375 of an ounce of silver. One of the dollars is 50% silver. They sell for between $17 to $25.
For the whole set?
For the whole, each one of them, up to 1991. The 91 set will sell for about $45. Because it's rare, and the ones after 91, I don't know if you had those, are made in, well, I should tell even for the other listeners that are out there, these same double dollar sets are in sterling dollars, and they're worth about $18 in silver, okay?
Oh, I see.
So the ones before 91 are worth, and a dealer should pay you between $10 and $12 each. That's what they generally pay you, and they'll sell them from between 14 to 25, okay?
Oh, I see. Okay. And I have another set of the Calgary Olympic winter set from 1985 to 1988.
It's in the green box, about 18 inches long, 10 coins in it?
It has 10 okay. By 20 silver coins.
Okay, those are worth around, you've got 10 ounces of silver, about $210 in silver. A dealer will probably pay you between $200 and $210, sells on the market for around $240. You're welcome to bring them into our store. We buy them all the time. They're not rare, but they're still, each one's marked $20 silver. Thank you very much for your call.
Sorry to rush you off the line, but we're running out of time here. Do you have any last thoughts? Because it looks like you're holding up $500,000.
This $500,000, we're doing a podcast. People can live stream us. So I got this camera here. It's blocking my face right now. I'm giving away $500,000 signed by Bogart and me to everyone who comes to the London Comic Con and mentions Zoomer Radio or comes to the London Comic Con and says they like Paul and Bogart or comes to the London Comic Con and says, it's sunny outside. They still get the $500,000.
They're really getting desperate for friends.
Yes, I'm willing to pay $500,000 for all of my friends. Okay,
and you got to also tell them it's Zimbabwe dollars. We don't have that much money.
No, see, that's why they have to live stream, because if they live stream, they'll know this is not real money. No, but we're willing to do that. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is that we're doing podcast calls for What It's Worth. And
it's for the YouTube thing, like
the YouTube.
YouTubes, right? So you basically go online on YouTube.
What's that look like to you? That looks like a program.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But how much do you think this program's worth?
People don't know what we're talking about. So they have to basically go on YouTube and type in For What It's Worth, and then you get to see your little small segments of your random stuff that you get appraised.
Yeah. And I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Sebastian. I want to thank the listeners. And I want everyone to have a really great long weekend, Thanksgiving long weekend.
We're almost done. So
What do you have to say? You got to have fun. You're in the big chair today. Ben's not here today. How'd you have? Do you feel nervous?
A little bit. I have my cop interview coming up on Tuesday. So,
thank you, folks.
Thanks, everybody.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.